So you can't find your keys because they're under a pile of mail and magazines on your coffee table, along with the 10 remote controls, the kids' homework, and last night's snacks. Well, at least all these things are covering the mug rings that you've left behind because you didn't use a coaster. Is this you? If it is, then stick around because in this episode, I'm going to be teaching you how to style your coffee table like a boss. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. I know it's easy for the coffee table to become the dumping ground of the house. We've all been there. And in my old house, it was probably on the other end of the scale where there was literally hardly anything on it at all. Maybe a couple of ornaments, which may have looked nice, but not really interesting. And the table wasn't really useful. It was just there to look pretty and nothing else. So with our coffee tables, we want to make them beautiful and useful. And I promise you that if you do this and give them a little zhuzh, then it will change the energy in the room and it will make you feel so much better. So first of all, our coffee tables need to be practical. We need to make use of everything in our homes, really. And the kind of things that you need to think about are, is it within reaching distance of seating? There's no point having one where you've got to stand up to go and get your drink. That's just, it just defeats the object, really. Coffee table, you know, coffee table. So another thing that I find useful, and I usually do this with my coffee tables, is I always get one with a double shelf so you can store some things underneath, things like your remote control, your coasters, magazines. So there's a tip for you if you're looking for a new coffee table. And you can buy nice remote control holders as well to put them in, which I haven't got one. I keep meaning to, but I'll get around to it one day. So first of all, think about whether it's practical or not. It needs to be practical. It needs to earn its place in your room. And the next important thing is to make it look beautiful and interesting. So you need a good combination of things to style it with. I've got some artificial peonies. I'll try to pronounce that properly, peonies, because last time I said that word in one of my podcasts, it sounded like something else. So you need to have either a plant or some flowers as part of the scheme on your table, and these can be real or artificial. I mean, it could be a designated spot for your weekly flowers that you buy when you go shopping. Have you ever watched the Kardashians where they always have a gorgeous fresh vase of flowers in all different places in the home? I think they probably must have like a florist come in once a week and do the whole house for them, take the dead ones away and replace them and arrange them beautifully. I always think that when I watch it and think, oh, I would love to have the money one day to be able to afford to have that done. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes, yeah, so we could all dream, can't we? Must manifest that one. That would be a great service to have. So regarding if you do pick flowers, You want to make sure that they fit in with the colour scheme in your room, because then everything will look cohesive and beautiful. And if you haven't got a colour scheme for your room or your home, then I can help you there. I've got a free workbook that you can download, and it will take you step by step through creating a colour palette for your home. And I will put a link to that in the show notes for you. So the next thing you'll need is something cool or quirky. I've got a gold peace sign hand on my coffee table, which has been broken a few times. I'll tell you a story. When I was having the photo shoot done for my feature in Homestyle magazine, the stylist moved the peace sign hand, because what they actually do is they do move things around a little bit to get a good shot, you know, to get certain frames and everything. So she moved the peace sign to the corner of the coffee table facing the camera. And this was the shot that I was in. And you've probably seen this shot because it's the cover art for my podcast. So this was the shot I was in. And if you've ever modelled, you're smiling for ages. My mouth literally started quivering and shaking. It's so hard. And I was there for ages thinking, oh, I don't know how much longer I can smile. And I looked over and I thought, I noticed that she'd put the peace sign hand, but instead of putting peace, she'd put it the other way around. So it was flicking the V's at the camera. And I thought, is it meant to be like this? I thought, I've got to point this out. So I told her, and we were all laughing because obviously she didn't mean to do that. And she turned it round and she said, if I hadn't noticed, they wouldn't have probably used that shot in the magazine for obvious reasons, and that I was actually on the cover of that magazine with that shot. So I'm so glad that I noticed. So there's a funny story. And then afterwards, when she was putting everything back, she dropped it and broke one of the fingers off. But I can't blame her. Lovely Lisa. She was lovely. I didn't blame her. She did offer to replace it, actually. But I said no, because it had already been broken a few times by my granddaughter. And I glued it back so many times, and I think it got broke again after that. So in the end, I ordered a new one. But yeah, anyway, that's a story about my peace sign hand. Now, where was I? So yeah, you need something that's cool or quirky. Let me just try to think of some other things. I've seen people and they've got like a face vase, a vase with a face on the front, not actual drawn on the front, but you know, the actual vase is like a sculpture of a face. I've got one of them actually in my bedroom. So yeah, something like that, a face vase or an unusual sculpture or something animal print, something edgy, or a Chanel book, that's really cool. So anything like that, you know, you want to look cool and quirky, so make sure you add something like that in. So as well as that, we also want something pretty and beautiful. I've got a fluted glass trinket pot on my coffee table, so that's the pretty thing. And I've also got a gold palm tree ornament. It's like a flat thing that sits on top of one of my books, which I suppose is a bit quirky too. So you can, or things can always cross over into being, you know, quirky and pretty or whatever. So yeah, another thing try to include is something personal to yourself. So I've got interior design books because obviously that's my thing, but it could be something to do with one of your hobbies, or it could be a souvenir from somewhere you've been special on holiday or a honeymoon, or, you know, an event or a day or anything like that. So something personal in there will add to the interest. Now, of course, something that we should all have on our coffee table is a candle. We all love a candle, don't we? You always need a candle. The candle can create a relaxing mood with the glow and the scent for yourself. And especially when you have guests around too, it's lovely to burn a candle. So, as I said before, this could also double up as your something pretty. You can get some really pretty candles nowadays, and I always like to put a gold lid on my candles too. And if you want to know more about candles and how to care for them and which ones to buy, etc., then check out episode 5 of my podcast. Something I've already mentioned briefly, which is essential for every coffee table, and that is a coaster or a set of coasters. They're obviously there to protect your table They're there for any visitors on hand for them if they want to put their drinks down. And you can also get some really pretty ones so you can keep them displayed. I have some agate ones with gold edges. Is that the right way to pronounce it? Agate. I always wonder that. I don't think I've ever heard anybody else say it, so I just say it how I read it. But yeah, lovely, like stones, rocks, oh, I can't even think of the word. Yeah, so agate ones with the gold edge are really pretty, and I've got a few of them scattered around my living room. Or if you just want a, you know, a set of them that aren't particularly, you don't particularly want on show, then you can put them out of sight on your second shelf, but they will be there on hand if you need them. So now let's move on at how to actually style the things on your coffee table. Now, this is a great tip for your coffee table and other places in your home when you want to pull items together. A great thing to do is to get a tray or some books or magazines, and they will actually ground a group of things together and make them feel kind of as one, so things don't look bitty and cluttered. So I think every coffee table should have a tray. I've got a tray on mine. So another thing you need to think about when you're styling is to choose things at different heights. For example, my vase of flowers is higher than my peace sign hand, and then my trinket pot is lower. So, you know, that's the lowest thing. The flowers are the highest thing, and then the peace sign hand is in between. So you don't want everything all at one level, or because that just looks boring, doesn't create any interest. So you could, for example, have a stem coming out of a vase, a tall stem or a tall ornament. So yeah, think about the heights on your coffee table. And another thing you need to think about is different textures. So think of things like wood, marble, metallic, concrete, shiny, matte, rough, smooth. So you don't want everything shiny and smooth and glass, because that would look weird. That would look boring. That would look contrived. It wouldn't look personal. So you need to mix up the textures there. So make sure you've got a good combination of textures. So other tips on styling are to keep to the room colour palette, as I've already mentioned. And as I've already mentioned, you can snag your colour palette guide if you haven't already got a colour palette for your home or your room. Most of my accessories are actually neutral. See, I'm not totally against neutral. I just don't like everything to be neutral. But I find that if you keep your accessories neutral, then the colours in the rest of the room can shine, and you can move your accessories around from room to room as well. But you should be able to do that anyway, because your colour palette for your whole home is the same. But yeah, for some reason I do seem to keep my accessories neutral. Now, what you want to do when you're grouping them, and when I say grouping them, don't put your ornaments or things on your coffee table equal distance apart. That is something that will just kill the vibe, guys. Don't do it. We want to group things together in odd numbers, like in groups of three or five. So the last thing we want on the coffee table is three ornaments. Let's go even better. This is what you don't want: two ornaments matching on either side of the table, and then a vase of flowers in the middle with equal distance apart. That is, no, we don't want that. That's not daring decor. So that's what you don't want to do. So a good thing to do, as I said, is group things together in odd numbers, and grouping them on a tray is an amazing way to do it. Or you can group things on top of a pile of books or magazines. Now, the last thing you want to do, and this may seem trivial and unimportant, but guys, I can't emphasize enough how important this is, and you're going to laugh when I say it, is you need to faff again. Because I'll be honest with you, whenever I'm styling anything, I never just get the ornaments, put them down and think, oh my God, that looks amazing. No, that just doesn't happen. I faff, I move things about, I move an ornament 1 inch to one side or the other, and you trust me, that makes a massive difference. And also what I like to do is sleep on it. So if I think, yeah, I think it's okay, but I'm not really sure, I sleep on it, and then the next day I just walk fresh in the room and I know instantly whether it's right or wrong. Sometimes I live with it for a week or longer, and you know that if you're getting friction after a week that it's not right and you need to move something. Whereas if you forget about it and everything looks great, then you know that you've got it in the right place. So don't think that I'm brilliant at styling and I just know where everything goes and it always looks amazing, because it doesn't. It takes some faffing. We all need to have a faff with our styling. And another thing that I always like to do as well is take a photograph, and then look at the photograph. For some reason, it just looks different in a photograph, and you can think, oh no, that looks crap, or yeah, that's great. So yeah, don't miss out the faffing part. So now that you've made your coffee table pretty and amazing, you will want to keep it that way. You won't want to be putting clutter or anything on there anymore. If you had nothing on your coffee table to start with, that's probably the reason why it got filled with clutter. Whereas if you make it really beautiful, it will stop you from wanting to add clutter to the room. And as I said before, it will change the energy of the room. It will be there for you for things you need, like, you know, your coasters and your remote controls, and to light a candle, to relax. And if you do find that yourself or any members of your family are using the coffee table to clutter, you know, to regularly put things on that are causing clutter, then look at that thing and find a designated space for it to go. So if it's mail, for example, get yourself a mail rack and say to the rest of the family, if you've got any mail, just pop it in the rack, not on the coffee table, please. So I hope I've given you some good ideas and tips with this episode, and I hope that you, after listening to this episode, you go away and restyle and give your coffee table a zhuzh. And when you do, I would love it if you would come over to the Facebook group. If you're not already a member, it's free, and I'll accept your request within a couple of days. So put that request in, and then when you've restyled your amazing coffee table, come over to the group and share a picture of it over there. I and all the other members of the group would love to see it. So on that note, I will say goodbye, and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.